5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep End 5. Number 2.
My number 2 gem is carnelian, and that's from the agate family, or probably more correctly called the chalcedony family of gems. Its chemical composition is actually the same as quartz, that's silicon dioxide, but chalcedony is sort of silicon dioxide in its microcrystalline form. Carnelian is a bright fire orange red, strong colour, slightly translucent agate. We all know it really well. It was one of the most, you know, sought after ancient gems of ancient history. So we've seen, you know, Egyptian necklaces with lapis lazuli and carnelian, or we've seen early weapons or cutting tools that might have been chipped out of orange carnelian. And it's easy to imagine that as they were sort of chipping away at those stone cutting tools, that they might have found a piece that was particularly beautiful, and they might have, you know, crafted that into a gem. They're found in different regions. There's a place inland from the Sunshine Coast that I think they're quite common in that area, and they're called thunder eggs. They vary in size from, you know, really quite large, maybe a metre, to, you know, something that you could hold in two hands. They look very unprepossessing, sort of a muddy brown, roundish rock. But I think they're fun. The fun aspect of them is once you saw them in half, you don't quite know what you're going to find inside. But it's formed slowly. The chalcedony deposits in little pockets of host rock. And this is then what you discover inside the thunder egg. It's never been an expensive gem, but very often these days carnelian is heat treated or dyed. And I used to have a very fine strand of antique carnelian beads that had come from Burma, and they were quite roughly faceted, and you could see how they'd been drilled by hand, and you could just imagine, you know, the length of time it would take to drill carnelian beads by hand, and then they were just strung onto rough knotted twine. But like so many treasured jewels, they were lost, and they actually slid off while swimming in a natural pool in the Queensland rainforest, and despite several dives to the murky depths, we never found them. So I was very sorry to lose those beautiful beads, but I comfort myself with the thought of the twine gradually sort of rotting away, and one by one, each bead rolling over the waterfall, which was further downstream, and being lost into the forest.
Deep End 5.